This morning I had the great pleasure of meeting two new upcoming stars, Maisie and Naomi. These two stars have been circulating the news for some time now. As I approached the two young stars, I inquired to why they chose London to start their tour, and Naomi replied, London just seemed like the ideal place to visit. Our fan base is highly populated in this area. Maisie also responded with this: London doesn't attract much attention, therefore the light will be aimed at all of us at all times. It brings in the cash. The girls, otherwise known as the Goldilocks, have officially begun their tour, starting in grimy and urban North London. I then proceeded to ask what else the two girls plan on doing whilst touring in London, and here was Maisie's response. We have made time to do additional activities whilst on tour. We plan on going on balling nights out and partying with our fans. I then started to get to the root of the two girls' career and began asking about their life as children and their relationship with each other. Ironically, we used to hate each other. We would always be getting into fights at school and would endlessly diss each other about our drip. Truthfully, replied Naomi, now 6 years later, they are singing together at Wembley Stadium. On Thursday, the 25th of January 2019, the reason for starting in London was due to the fact that it's where it all started for the duo. The success started in the small city of London. Yeah, we went to the same school. We were never in the same social group, and I tended to keep to myself. It was the summer before spring break of 2013. We both applied for this local singing competition. The judges weren't too impressed and suggested we became a duo to see how it would work. And then here we are 6 years later, said Maisie, releasing their new album soon. And the Three Bears. I inquired as to how they started singing. Naomi spoke, well, I've always enjoyed singing and would always compete in school for the best voice. I was always told to follow my dreams, and that's what I did. School wasn't the easiest for me. I was having family issues and stress just kept piling on top. The only time I felt myself was in Miss Taylor's English, when we had to write a variety of essays. I would sit there for hours on end writing lyrics to my own songs. I personally never thought they were any good, but my teacher always reassured me. Maisie then continues to say, my family have always been music crazy and would make me attend stupid violin lessons that meant nothing to me. My family's idea of music is not what you call ordinary. On the way to school each morning, I would love listening to the latest songs by the top artists of the time. This includes Bruno Mars, Katy Perry and Maroon 5. I then continued to receive valuable information. They told me that the duo began singing and rapping together as a busking duo on the streets and quickly got recognised. That then led to endless amounts of audition for TV shows and being declined. Finally, one person, Michael Lennon, a music producer for MTV, saw their potential and invested in beginning their careers. Not long after gaining an audience did they split from Michael Lennon and worked for themselves. Being in London just over a week, the stars have gained much attention surrounding their fame. Word has got around that you were partying with your fans. Yes, we have been out partying a few times, enjoying ourselves, but our main focus is giving our fans a tour they will remember, said Maisie. A fan whose name could not be leaked has said, yeah, the girls were a load of fun. They were buying drinks for everybody and wouldn't stop complimenting me on my erratic dance moves. The girls laughed. I then go on to say that there is a photo of the duo what looks like outside a local cafe, only hours before their performance. I was told that they stopped off for a coffee to wake them up as they missed their flight and were extremely tired. The fans are hyped for the tour and they can't wait to meet Goldilocks. However, not everything is as bright and breezy as you may first infer. Some of the fans were disappointed at the fact that the stars were late to their first performance at Wembley Stadium by 20 minutes on the day of the tour. I then went on to ask, are you going to be late to all your performances? To get no reply except an embarrassed shrug. The fans are wanting to know the locations and time of the tour. Have you uploaded the information to your website yet? Naomi says, no, not quite yet, as we have been majorly busy making sure everything was ready for our first performance that they were 20 minutes late to. But we can say that after London, we plan on travelling to Gloucester for a few days and then travel to Birmingham. And finally, we'll be ending our tour in Manchester. However, all information will be uploaded to our website, www.goldilocks.co.uk, within the next few days. I then went a step further and asked when their new album was being dropped. Well, we can't give too much away. All we can say is it is being dropped this month, said Maisie. Just before we ended our interview, we discussed the fans' excitement about the tour. Exact dates are still to be discovered and should be on their website shortly. Otherwise, this won't be an easy journey for the two stars. There seems to be a bright future for the two young, ambitious stars. The world awaits their success. However, that all depends on whether the two stars are able to control their fame and not let it get to their heads.